Okay, so hello, my name is Marvina, and I'm with GC Central Kitchen and also AU. We've combined together.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Gentile Johnson.
Nice to meet you, Ms. Johnson. And so I just had a few questions in general to ask you about how the pandemic has affected you and your family. So what has been the biggest challenge for you and your family since the pandemic started?
It's been a couple. One is actually just trying to get accustomed to all of the changes that the world's making. Two, school. School has been a challenge for the kids. They've been out for about 2.5, roughly 3 years now. And, their curriculum has dropped a little bit, so trying to get them back on track. And I lost my job due to COVID.
Okay.
So financially, I've really been in a bind. Just became a new grandma, so it's really difficult. It's really hard.
Okay. And is there anything that has been good for you during the pandemic?
Yes, I've learned a lot of things about myself.
All right.
I've got some new skills. I was promoted before I actually got laid off. So the good thing is that I can, find something else and use the skills that I had at work and other places that I'm able to do now because I was working so much. Wasn't able to really do a lot, stay home with the kids a little bit more than what I'm able to, and enjoy being a grandma.
Okay. Yes. Sounds good. And in one word, can you describe how the pandemic has affected you and your family?
Exhausting.
Okay. And what would be something you would like different to happen once the pandemic is over for, say, your family, say, the district, the world in general?
I would say, I guess just making sure that nothing is a big really comes back into the United States again, see if there's a way that we can try to at least avoid this many sicknesses and deaths and, this much trauma. On not just me and my family, but the world in general. And I would say for the people who has been tremendously affected financially and things like that, just make it a little bit more easier for us to get back into the work field. It's kind of hard with everything that's going on. So, those are the things that really just getting everybody back on their feet, really.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then since the pandemic, have you had trouble with food? Has your access to food been?
So even though I was working, I was still getting SNAP benefits.
Okay.
So I've been really managing them a lot. So for me, it hasn't really been that difficult. But I do know that they do have other programs like Martha's Table and things like that does help people. Luckily for me, I haven't used any of those because I get SNAP benefits. So I would rather for the people who can't afford food to get those things like that. So far as food is concerned, I think I've been managing a little bit more.
Awesome. Thank you. So you answered the next question. So what is your biggest fear about the COVID-19 going forward? What's your,
It's getting worse. More people dying, more people getting sick, losing family members, friends, and just people in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what, who do you trust when you get your information? Where do you get your information from that is, that you trust? Where do you get your information?
Far as living here in D.C. or just in general?
Yeah, your information. It could be like, far as the COVID or different things.
So I do use the website,
okay.
The news, 311, just all of the resources that they have available. I actually just looked up everything. I double-check everything.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
All of the resources.
And how do you think the district has managed the COVID? How do you think they've done their job throughout the COVID?
Well, being stuff that COVID has never touched me and my family, I kind of think that things are kind of handled in a good way. I do know that, unfortunately, a lot of people has come across COVID and things like that. I just say now that it's getting into the schools a lot. My son just was quarantined for a week at Johnson because someone had COVID. So just a little bit more prevention maybe. But everything, I feel as though everything's been going good. I think they're doing the best that they can under the circumstances.
Okay. And so what is your take on the vaccine? What do you think about the vaccine?
I feel kind of 50-50 about it. Me, myself, I'm not sure about how I feel about getting it. I do know that it's good for it. I just, you know, just don't want to be one of the unlucky ones that get affected by it. I guess that's my biggest fear. I don't know how my body's going to take to the vaccine, but I'm all for it. If it's going to help with, you know, COVID and, you know, making things better for the world, then I'm all for it. I'm not against it at all. At all.
Okay. And so is there anything that you would like to talk about that I didn't go over, you know, didn't ask you? Is there anything you just wanted to say?
Yes. The only other thing that I wanted to say, and this is not just about COVID, it's just about DC period. Not only do I feel as though they need to help with the COVID, but they also need to help with the violence as well. We're losing, we already have COVID that's here. It's breaking everything up. And then we have people helping COVID break everything up. So besides COVID, I think that's the only other thing that I really say that we're battling with here in DC is violence.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I mean, I know this thing did not. So we just actually take a picture over here by this truck, and like I said, it's
what is I giving it to you?
I'm trying to sell my generosity.
Picture?
But you hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry. I didn't know they were right for
you. I'm grateful
for you.
I know. You don't want